7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Within the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, there's a very deep, mystical and Irfani tradition, a tradition that enables a human being to soar towards the most beloved, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ahadith and traditions that show this. There are many ahadith and traditions that also indicate to us the reality of the world around us, if you want to put it in more technical terms, the ontological nature of the world around us, and how it affects us, and where we are positioned in this particular order of the cosmos. But a human being obviously needs guidance, and that guidance obviously comes from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For a human being has been created to reach perfection, and the perfection of the human being lies in his reaching what is known as wilaya, which is that proximity and the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he revolves around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what wilaya in its essence means. The proximity that a human being attains by his own actions, by his intentions, by his own being in order to reach the ultimate and absolute being. This is what we mean by wilaya. Where a person then becomes the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. How? Because everything he sees, everything he does, everything he notices is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order to partake on this journey, there are steps, there are processes. The journey is not for everybody. Does not mean that everybody cannot attain it. And this is what the book that we will be introducing to our dear brothers and sisters today is all about. That particular ontological view of the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we hope to introduce this book to you in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned in our first segment, that the Shi'i school of thought, the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam, has a deep and profound mystical level to it. And one of the teachers of that particular, or rather the revivers of that particular message in the contemporary era, was Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh, the author of the great Quranic commentary known as Al-Mizan, that has been written in 20 volumes, and it is still busy being translated into the English language. So one of the last books that Allama Tabatabai wrote was this book known as Risala Al-Wilaya, or what has been roughly translated as Vicegerency. The book was translated by Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami and was published by the Islamic International Foundation of Cooperation. Now this book contains 5 chapters, and it is worthy to pay attention to the names of these chapters in order to understand that what this book is trying to show. So chapter 1, in the outward dimension of this religion, there is an inward dimension, and there are realities within the true form of this religion. In a nutshell, our acts that we do, salah, the prayer, fasting, dua, zakat, khums, are not just an act outer. They are attached to a reality that has an esoteric nature, an inward nature. They are not just haphazard. No, they are a reality. Chapter 2. If the system of creation is not mentally posited, how could it really be? Right? So this creation that we have is based on reality. It is not something that is just in my mind. No, it is real. It is out there. Right? Connecting to the metaphysical realm and the secrets of the unseen is not restricted to the prophets, but it is possible to all. This is one of the most important chapters of the book. That attaching yourselves to metaphysical realities is possible to all. The journey is open to all. Does not mean that everybody will reach the destination, though. Chapter 4, what is the way towards perfection after knowing that it is possible? Now we know that it's possible to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we do it? And then chapter 5, what will you achieve through perfection when you've known the door is open, when you've stepped through the door, when you have attained the destination, what will you achieve? What will you gain? So these are the 5 important points and the 5 things that Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh, in this very important book, very hidden book, a book that is not much known, and alhamdulillah has been translated not once but twice. There is another translation, hopefully some other time we will introduce the other translation as well. But it is a very magnificent book. It is a book worth reading, but it requires a teacher. It is not a book that can be read alone. It requires a teacher who is very, very strong and has a proficiency in both philosophy, especially Islamic philosophy, and especially Sadrian philosophy and Islamic mysticism, both the practical aspects and the theoretical aspects. Do not think that you will be able to pick up this book and benefit from it. No. It is a book that needs and requires a teacher. So inshallah, for the benefit, for the barakah and for the sawab of Allama Tabatabai, in our next segment, we'll read a small portion of the book. Hopefully we will understand something from it. Now let us hear from the translator of this book, my dear friend, Sheikh Zayd al-Salami.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Zayd al-Salami. I'm a student from the Seminary of Qom. And while studying my Islamic studies, I was always interested in Islamic spiritual development and how one is able to better themselves as a human being. And I came very fond of the great personality of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai. And I came across his not so known book called Risalatul Wilaya, which is on spiritual wayfaring and how to become a better person in the field of practical mysticism. And I decided to translate it. It was in the early 2000s. And it took me a while because of how condensed, how deep, how difficult the book was. And alhamdulillah, I was able to accomplish its translation and also publishing. The main area of the focus of Allama Tabatabai in the book is how one is able to recognize themselves, or ma'rifatun nafs. The book starts off very simply by showing the different levels of human cognition and how to understand the Sharia realm and the reality of spiritual development in a different way, from a different angle. And then from that, understanding the nafs itself and the importance of ma'rifatun nafs. Allama Tabatabai shares many really interesting hadiths on this topic, and also an in-depth and brief analysis of this, ultimately for the objective of becoming God's wali on this earth, or becoming the vicegerent, someone who is able to manifest and represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. It's a book that I do recommend if someone is able to have a teacher to teach them this particular book. That would even be better. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Zayd al-Salami, the translator of the book Vicegerency. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is called, or was titled, Risala al-Wilaya by Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh. And in our previous segment, we explained the difficulty of this book. But for the benefit and hopefully for the barakah, we will read a couple of lines from it, hopefully understanding something from it. And whatever we understand, we send it as a thawab and as a recompense and reward to the blessed and, you know, profound soul of Allama Tabatabai, rahmatullah alayh. So chapter 1. In the outward dimension of this religion, there is an inward dimension, and there are realities within the true form of this religion. We say, that is Allama Tabatabai, existence or mawjudat, things that exist, from one aspect can be divided into two kinds. Any meaning which we intellectualize has either a correspondent in the external world existing in itself, such as external substances like minerals, plants, animals, and so on, whether there is an agent of intellection, the aql, or not. Basically, it is not a mental picture. Whether I know that thing exists or not, right? But if it has an external reality, it exists, whether I'm here or not. So that's the first thing. There's something that's independent of me. Or that its correspondent exists only in terms of how we intellectualize it, and does not exist without this process, such as ownership. Ownership is something that if I do not compare it between two people and I do not give it its value and its validity, there's no such thing as ownership in the outside world. You cannot point to me and say that this is ownership. And there are many other things like that that we have in the outside world. So concerning the matter of ownership, one does not find anything in the external world called ownership beyond the actual substance of the thing owned. For example, land, or such as land, and the substance of the owner, which is the human being. And it is this relationship between that substance and the person who owns it that is called ownership. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly give us the understanding of the depths of the Islamic teachings, because all this that Allah mentions are all Islamic teachings. The reality of Islam is this. Do not take Islam lightly, my dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.